sites and forums so much that I began to get emails asking me to stop spamming. But I wasn't spamming. I wasn't doing anything. It was simply the readers. By early 2012, to my pleasant surprise, I was earning enough to make a living as an author, so I quit coaching and focused solely on my writing. That same summer, I also gave the book its first real revision. I hired a designer to create a real cover. I chopped about 50 of the more pedantic and excessive pages. I simplified some of the terms and theories and tried to make them more reader-friendly. What I consider the first professional version of Models was released in August of 2012. From there, the book went on to become the highest-selling men's dating advice book for years at a time, outselling mainstays such as Neil Strauss's The Game and Eric von Markovic's The Mystery Method, often even outselling most women's dating advice books, which is kind of unheard of in the industry. It was a perennial bestseller in the category on Amazon and has actually reached a point where many popular men's dating advice forums and sites list it with a "read this before asking any questions" note in their facts or sidebars. By 2013, I felt as though I was finished with the book. I was ready to move on. I was preparing to relaunch my website and start writing articles for both genders, with topics ranging from personal psychology to the cultural effects of smartphones and news feeds. I was leaving dating advice behind for good. Over the next 2 years, my